And have you noticed differences in the National Health Service during the 15 years you've had diabetes?
Yes, definitely have. As I say, at the beginning of that time when Rebecca was born, there was a new wave of diabetes specialist nurses moving in, and at first I guess I was a bit sceptical because, you know, they did a 6-week course and got a certificate, and at that time the diabetic health visitor who had had all the years of experience behind her was invaluable, but I think during the 15 years, I suppose, experience and new technology, new training has come together more. And certainly now you feel that there's a team of experts looking after you. And possibly, I don't know, 5 or 7 years ago, sort of around the sort of 90s and onwards, 95, having had Grace and then afterwards, there seemed to be more of a move from, what's called Diabetes UK now, but used to be called the British Diabetic Association, would be telling you what care to expect. And so you as a patient had leaflets being given to you so that you knew what kind of things ought to be happening. And now, coming right up to date, I've always had free prescriptions, but in the early days, people were fighting for the needle tips for it's like a cartridge pen that I inject my insulin with. At the time, you still had to pay for the disposable needle tips. Those are being fought for to be on prescription, and they are. That's sort of, and there's lots of new monitors with new technology, and now I've downloaded my software that I can look at my own graphs and chart my bad control or improving control on my computer if I'm interested to do so. But in terms of people management, I see a podiatrist now. There was always a sort of a vague mention of, or you can see a chiropodist, but now it's much more a part of, you know, my annual review. And I get to see my podiatrist regularly, and she's put something in that she's put a sole in my shoe to see what my feet are doing by way of where I walk, and also within the